Well, one of these. I think I've talked about this before. And, I did some, the blur sketching and this and that. I've actually talked about this twice. But, I have a problem with this. So, I'm not going to be able to really teach you much. A nice slurp of coffee is good for me. So, what I can do is talk about my methods to get past this. Other methods I know of. And we can just get to that. One of the major problems I have when I'm doing anything is I don't know what I'm drawing. And in fact, this stems all the way from when I was first drawing. I would say I'm a doodler who committed. And there's a lot of people I know who are artists, and they always know what they want to draw. Like, they have it in their minds. They're like, oh, I'm going to draw this and this. I'm going to draw this. I'm going to draw this. And then that literal translation from mind to paper happens. For me, that's really... I've had to really search hard to get that. And it's not always available. A lot of times I have to look at other things to help me, inspire me to draw. Oppose, a lot of times I have to keep things really blurry so that I can build something out of what I see. But people who have like, oh, this is what's in my mind, and then they draw the thing, that's not a tool I have. And so what I have to do is teach you a little bit about how I handle it. And that's about the best I can do. So here are some of the ways that I come up with poses. One, I have a pose folder where I look at poses and I copy them. That's totally fine and legit. Tons and tons and tons of people do this. There's things known as pose books. Comic book artists, just they don't have time to think about every single pose, every single angle, know every single way the body folds. So they use that. So use that. Use that if you're absolutely desperate or that's the way you want to operate. Another way is to just keep everything as damn simple as possible. Create some simple skeletons. Here you can see I'm using my really blurry sketchers. And just learn to draw your shapes. And what you decide is going to be your simplification is up to you. But what you have to do is you have to find which way you're approaching this. So inspiration, reference folder, you can sit down and visualize. And this is kind of rewarding, especially if you think you've got cool ideas in your mind and you want to see them come out. So if I close my eyes and think about it, let's see. It really helps, really honestly, it helps if you have a setting and an action. The more details you have, the better, but I think if you have like an action and if you just have an action in mind and you don't really specify more than that, you come up with a bunch of ideas, especially if you know your character. So, reading a book could be all sorts of things. It could be sitting at a table reading a book. It could be lying on the ground. Oh wow, this is really bad. So I'm gonna struggle a bit. You're gonna watch me struggle, which is fine. You should see this. I don't know how to draw this. So this is the coming up with pose problem. So I'm just gonna try to work through this while talking. So right now I gotta draw someone on the ground. And I drew a few lines and it didn't come out instantly. So usually when I'm drawing something and it doesn't come out instantly the first time, it usually means I'm gonna have a hard time of it. So the way around this is to simply either find reference material, find pose material, pose a little character. I actually do have a little dummy, I don't know where he went. I should pick him out because I could use him sometimes. And here, let me find it. Oh, there he goes. Falls all over the place right into my coffee. Perfect. That's what I needed. Gonna get him out of the sun because I think his traits are getting too stiff. So, or you kind of work this out in your mind. So the way you do that is you close your eyes and then you think of it. So you go and close your eyes. I'm gonna do this right now. So it's gonna be a little weird. All right. So sun on the ground. What angle am I looking at? Alright, so I've got this in my mind. So let's hear. It's a low angle shot. Alright, it's a low angle shot. And the book's right up in the camera. And then the feet trail off. Alright, so this is the first idea. So literally I closed my eyes and a bunch of different ideas showed up in my head. And then as they flashed through my head, I picked the one I thought was the most interesting. Does it mean it's accurate? No. Does it mean it's going to be a headache to try to like get it to work? Probably, because it's a non-standard shot. So let's do that again. So I'm just going to close my damn eyes and I'm going to go like someone reading. If I had more details, it would help. Let's say like, oh, someone reading outside. Alright, so I got this in my head here, so I'm gonna... you gotta get this out as quickly. This is why I use these blur tools. Alright, leaning on a thing. Alright, so here we go. Here's the idea. And then you can usually tell within the first few strokes if you're getting onto something. You know, and then I can just keep elaborating this. Okay, now I got a character reading. So it's kind of silly, but it's shocking that a lot of us just we don't take 3 seconds to think of what we're doing and then doing it. We just kind of we're like, oh, something's happening, and we just meander about with the stylus, and we think out our ideas with the stylus. But I'll tell you what, your brain is way faster than your hand. So sometimes it just really helps to just close your eyes, don't draw, don't do this, and then build off of that. Don't draw the head and build off of it. Don't draw the head and build off of that. You have to just kind of, this is not easy, right? It's kind of non-intuitive too, because you're just sitting there and you're not doing anything. And when you're drawing, you're like, if I'm drawing, I'm drawing. But oftentimes it helps to just kind of slow your roll down and to just think what you're doing and then to do it instead of trying to feel it out. So let's do this again. You know, I could, like I said, I could just be showing you like me referencing poses, but that's not going to help anyone. And you guys seen me do this before, referencing poses, doing a trace to get an idea of what you want. But let's say we the person's reading a book, but they're trying to do it secretly. So the best way I can do that is to do, they're trying to use their shoulders to cover it. So here I got this shape in my mind. And their head is slouched low so that no one can see what they're doing. But they also they have an eye out so that no one can, they have a head slightly crooked so that, all right, so that's getting a little messy. So let's just blur the hell out of it. So I'm going to just actually erase out of this. Alright, so here I have my concept. Someone's trying to do something secretly, read a book secretly. You know, it's not great, it's not perfect, but it's enough to build off of and then use my more refined completion the brain, part of my brain that knows how to complete a drawing to do the rest now that I know this works. You know. Is this the perfect drawing? Is this one I'm gonna use in the end? Probably not. It needs to still be like broken down. You still need to, but this is coming up with poses, not coming up with finished drawings. I'm still on the fence about drawing full heads every single time, but I'll be honest. My drawings came out a lot nicer when I drew these boxes. Oh well. It just means I need to do them sometimes to kind of orient myself. So let's do that again. One last time, so someone sleeping and reading, so let's, or they're reading and then they fall asleep, so hit slouch down, book slung in their lap. Alright, so if I refine that a little bit. Every kind of pass I take with a new tool is helps me just commit a little more to the concept. And get me somewhere I need to be. And then here's the general concept of the pose. Now this is just something that sparked into my brain. It doesn't mean it's, you know, the best pose, but it's just the one that I thought was the most effective of telling without being the most boring. And that's, I mean, I don't know if this really helps this much, right? I mean, like, obviously I have all this skill from learning to draw and have all this stuff, but if you take this and you combine it with like building like different methods I've talked before, where you kind of like take a shape and then you build something in that shape, you know, and then you don't have to think too much because you got a shape to build it, and then sometimes the shape works out and sometimes it doesn't. It's not a consistent method, but it helps you get there. So here you got a shape and you just keep doing that. If you don't know what you're doing at all, you don't have any idea, you just want to get a drawing done, build a shape, cut something out of it. I don't know. You don't have to do this process. I'm just kind of gotta keep it. Don't undo. I want to always undo here, and you just gotta work through that shape. So we got like a kind of a dancer pose here. Maybe I can do something like this. Erasing is always better than undoing. There's a commitment to erasing that undoing doesn't have. Get that finger off the damn undo button. So, is this a good post? Not really. But you can always work something out. A lot of the time, it comes down to flow issues. So if I'm like, oh, you know, there's really no flow here, then you try to find some flow in what you're doing. And you can see this, like, way the body bends. So if I actually change the body to rotate more, then you could probably make this work out a little better if you can just get the body to fit some flow lines a little better. You know, but you know, it's good that you see me struggle here because it's not a perfect system. So let's say you don't like something, you're not going to get all your drawings to be good. So, you know, maybe this here, this is the shape I want. And then, there's here. And now we got. Girl in a dress. I mean, I didn't know I was drawing this. This is just what came out of that shape. So I'm just, your brain, human brains are really good at making shapes out of things. So now I got kind of a free pose out of just my brain doing all the work, me not even thinking about it. I know that seems a little silly, but it, I mean, I didn't think of this pose. I just filled in the spaces and then I got a pose out of it. So blur it up. You can rework it. Now that you have your pose, you know what you're doing. You can bring in some more finesse into what you're doing. So I know, like, okay, this, because of the angle, there's going to be some overlap. So let me get some overlap lines in here. I know that these things look crazy when they're up, so you gotta build these shapes and stick them out like this. And I know that there's gonna be a hang here. It's probably gonna be the top of a head, and there's a bottom of the. I still suck at drawing heads, man. It is obnoxious. My whole life, I suck at fucking drawing heads. Sucks ass. Alright, so, and then you can do, you know, boobs if you're interested in that sort of thing. You know, for more overlapping. And then if you want to add the dress. And so forth. And, the features are too big. Gotta stay inside this shape. And then, of course, if I want to really accentuate it, gotta stay inside that shape where the features blow up. And I mean, this is it. This is the free pose. If you really don't want to think, you just want to doodle, here's a way to do it. I mean, I've shown this before and I've seen other artists use this. You just go with what you're given, and you just give yourself enough landing strip to throw a drawing onto it instead of going at it with lines, because going out with lines, guys, it is slow, because you're trying to trace something that doesn't exist, as if that makes any sense. It's kind of like the difference between trying to feel yourself out of a maze when it's completely dark the whole way through. And the other way is to look for even the smallest light source and then do the same thing. And I'd rather make my way through a maze with a little match than nothing at all. I'd rather spend the 3 seconds to find the match than to trace my way out of the maze without giving any kind of thought or concept or kind of any little tiny trick method or whatever it is that I can grasp onto to make my way out of that. Because frankly, unless you know what you're doing or you've got a lot of experience with drawing from nothing, or you do this every day for hours on end, you will have a hard time with this. You will have a hard time with coming up with pose ideas. I have artist friends I know who have no problem with this. They can just draw. They don't get too worried about, you know, I get stressed over things looking nice, and it just blows all the fun out of it. You know, and I haven't even talked about, you know, exaggerated poses, you know, how to push your poses to be really crazy, and so forth. So in the end, there's still a lot to talk about on this, you know, but hopefully for some of you this helps out. Hope that helps for those who've stuck around the whole 21 minutes. Man, I gotta keep these short, but I gotta get these ideas out, or they won't help anybody. All right, thanks guys. I'll see you next week.